Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Back here in the afternoon show on WEEI, host two in the host one seat because host one disappeared for some odd reason and didn't come back at the time he was supposed to be in his seat. That was Patriots owner Robert Kraft discussing his expectations for the 2024 season, which has turned into a dysfunctional mess, quite honestly. Speaking of dysfunctional messes, look who's in his seat now.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah!
I heard you. I heard Andy doing read after read after read, and I thought I got time to go hit the bathroom, and I guess I didn't. I guess I just didn't have time. So sorry.
Was
about
host
that.
Number one doing bathroom number two?
I was
there?
Not. No, it was not a number two. It was not.
Okay.
I saved those for after the show.
Just a long one?
Just a long one. It wasn't even that long. I was on the phone in the hallway, and then I went in to use the bathroom. I had no idea. I completely lost track of my internal
clock. Don't let this show get in the way of your life.
That never happens. I always have the clock going on in my head when the break starts. But I think you had so many reads that I just thought, oh, yeah, I got plenty of time. Because you were just doing one after another, so I just walked out in the hallway.
So this is Andy's fault?
I know. Funny how this became my 100%. Fault that he didn't do his job.
I think everybody's your wife
his
today.
His phone goes off, he blames me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He misses the start of a segment, he blames me.
Yep. It's tough.
See the world I live in?
Yeah. Stuff being
I know
you.
How AVP feels.
Yeah, stuff being
I'm
AV, you.
I'm the AVP of WEEI right now.
Pretty much. Yeah,
getting just beat on, and everything's my fault, and I'm sick of it. And I'm not as nice as him, so I'm going to fire back.
Okay. I tell you what, when you come to work with your flamethrower.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna torch you, especially yeah, this tree that hasn't been watered in weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That thing will go. I could probably just get a regular lighter and that thing will go up.
I mean, the lights on the tree might burn that thing up here.
I hope they're LEDs so they burn cool.
I hope so. Because, yeah, that thing has not been watered, I don't think, at all.
We should probably.
It's like turning brown.
TV lights, we should probably slide away from it.
I agree with that. I think that's a good idea. Anyways, apologies all around. Sorry you had to host for 10 seconds there. 617-779-7937 is the
this
phone.
This show
number.
Is really disorganized. Oh, I agree.
You bet your ass it is.
Christian, I don't know what to do with you.
I don't know.
I'm disappointed like Mike Reese.
I'm disappointed
you
in myself.
You need to search your soul, my friend.
All levels of the organization to figure out what went wrong there. 617-779-7937. Is the phone number, and we're going to open up the phones here in this final hour. The Crafts, I think, stole the show this weekend. I think that Sunday game, there was a lot of bad stuff that happened on the field. Gerard Mayo and his flub at the end of the game, and then going back over and walking it back again like he does every other week with Greg Hill. I mean, that was bad. I agree. All of that was bad. But I think what stood out the most and what's going to leave maybe a mark, I don't know, on the whole season was that very short clip where you saw Jonathan and Robert sitting next to each other. The look on Jonathan's face is legitimately funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has this very funny, like, after he sort of says, ah, the play calling's terrible, and he's just kind of like, I can't do it justice over the radio, but it's a funny sort of puss he's got on his face. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it was, it made me laugh. And you look at that, you read into what they're saying. He's taking notes. He's got a big notepad out, and he's talking about the play calling. And it just, it makes me wonder, are they going to get in the weeds with play calling now? We know that they do a debriefing with Gerard Mayo after the games. He's talked about that. Fine. But is this where the participation of ownership is this the direction we're headed in, where they're up there in the booth with a big notebook and they know they're going to be on TV? Like, they're aware that every single week people are looking to them for answers and putting them on screen. They become part of these broadcasts. It's not a new thing. We've been seeing this for years. They know that.
And they like it. Or they,
I think they do too.
They liked it. I don't know if they still like it after the events of Sunday, but I mean, people used to make fun of Robert for sitting on his high chair or whatever Dan Shaughnessy would call it, phone books and that whole thing. That actually made me wonder. Think anybody got a phone call about, like, hey, let's cut back on the number of clips of the crafts in the booth? Because I know they liked it over the years. They just did.
Yeah.
And they have a direct connect. They can call anybody at CBS they want, and they can get this changed. Right. Like, how about we change the memo to the crews? Don't put the crafts on TV. We don't need, because this didn't go well this week and it may not go well in future weeks. And they don't want to sit on eggshells up there and be worried about if they make a face or whatever, because that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to be on camera when you're 14-2.
Sure.
Right. It's celebrating another Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski touchdown, another number one seed and division title.
I just thought of something. Patriots are on CBS this weekend against Buffalo. Next weekend, I think, is an NFL Network game, right?
Yeah, with Tucker.
Yeah, NFL Network, Tucker. So it's not CBS.
Right, but I think it is CBS.
Or it is CBS, and NFL also is going to, like,
it's the CBS crew and truck. It's just, it goes on.
Okay.
I think it's kind of produced by CBS.
I was
CBS.
Just thinking, like, if NFL Network wants to put Kraft up there, can he make a phone call just as easily and say, don't do it? I'm sure he could, but
he can make a phone call to anybody.
Right.
And they would not put him on if he didn't want to be on.
But
they
he
don't
has
want to
more
be on.
Sway over CBS than, like, Fox or Amazon or something, right?
No, I think he can sway as much as he wants with all of them.
All three games on the Saturday, okay, on the 28th, all three of those games are going to be on NFL Network.
So I will be interested to see if they are on camera during the games, or if noticeably they're not, or if maybe, you know what would also be helpful? If they knew when they were going to be on camera.
Right.
If you could give us a heads up that basically at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter between plays, we're going to put you on camera. So have your smile on and, oh, that was a great play. Make sure you say and say it with, like, lip reading appeal. So
That's interesting. Do you think they knew they were going to be on Sunday at that point in the game?
No, I do not.
Think
this was intentional?
Well, I don't know.
Wow. Your mind works in devious ways.
At that point in the game, I'm trying to remember exactly what happened right before that. Was that right before the 3rd-and-1 and the 4th-and-1?
I thought it.
Or was that around when they were, was that around the Marcus Jones play? I think it was around the Marcus Jones play.
Oh,
maybe I'm right. I could be totally wrong here. I need to go back and actually look at it. All right, look that up for me, Dan. Will you? What point in the game that they put him on the screen? Because I wonder, because what you just said piques my interest a little bit. You know? Yeah, put us on camera, but only after something good happens. Mm. So you can see us high-fiving, you can see us, you know, feeling good about the team and feeling better about it. If it's something bad, then we don't want to be caught on camera ripping the team or saying this is bad and these guys stink or the play calling's horrible or whatever it is they were saying to each other. Right?
Right.
If that's, I didn't even think of this, but if that's what they were doing, I wonder. I wonder if maybe that was somewhat intentional.
No, they don't have any idea when they're about to be put on camera.
How do you know? They shouldn't.
I would just imagine. Because
yes,
I know how the sausage is made here, and sometimes people think that, you know, more goes into it or that there's more going on behind the scenes. Meanwhile, it's me, a schmuck behind the board, like pushing buttons. You know what I mean? So it's probably some schmucks in a truck saying, all right, Panda Robert, Panda, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
And they have no idea.
Generally, that's how it is.
Sure.
100%. I've been in broadcasts and some of those were locally produced, but it's the same thing.
But when do they do that? When do they want to Panda the craft?
They could know.
When
they could give
happens.
Them a heads.
When something happens, right? When there's something going
whether
on.
Whether good
so
or bad.
Who tells them, hey, you know, if you get a chance, throw it up. If you're going to put us on camera, throw it up there after a good play or something. We'll be celebrating or whatever. I don't know. Like
maybe
something like
good,
that.
A good producer looks at camera five, which is the craft, sees Jonathan kind of flipping out, and it's like, oh, pan of the craft.
Ready
six,
five, take five, take it, take it out. You know
it could be any of those things. Well, I can't remember exactly when in the game it was.
But there's also,
so, Dan, when you find that, let me know.
A story, and this is true, there's an overlying narrative of games and seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so a director and a producer, they're threading that together with
right.
the narrative of the season, right? So this year, that is more fitting to the story of the New England Patriots. So if you see them upset and you see them, I mean, it wouldn't have made any sense to have them like high-fiving and chest-bumping in a game that has Mike Reese calling everybody out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they want the image to work with the story that they're selling. Ross Tucker is mocking their linemen. Jay mm-hmm. Feely is mocking their receivers. Oh, the owners are mocking the play call.
Right.
This is nice and convenient. This
the
fits
owners
into our story.
Want people to see that they're unhappy.
This is the picture we're painting.
Right.
But I wouldn't. So if that's the case, this was as poorly executed as the dynasty. Because I think this has backfired on them. I think this is a bad look for Jonathan Kraft. I think this is a bad look. And, you know, it actually snowballed. If we're going to take this conspiracy theory the whole way, then they are cutting AVP off at the knees. The owner rips him on TV
right.
and people can read his lips, and then the coach throws him under the bus postgame, and Phil Perry asked the question, and Phil Perry used to do a show with Gerard Mayo.
Right.
If we want to turn this into something, if we want to turn this into an episode of 24,
this
is his favorite show, we can do it. This was all staged. This was all a
setup. I call Jack Bauer.
Hell, for all we know, it wasn't a live cutaway. Maybe that was filmed previously,
mm-hmm.
and they just plopped it into the broadcast,
yeah.
dropped it in there when they needed it.
If this was 24, I'd be Jack Bauer, you'd be Tony Almeida, Stiz would be Chloe, and Dan would be, who would Dan be? Dan would be President Palmer, maybe?
Although ooh, I'll work with that.
He gets shot in the throat.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
That's really be him.
But he had the cool
spoiler,
voice.
Spoiler. He hasn't watched the whole
spoiler
thing
spoiler alert, yes.
Oh.
Well.
Then I won't tell you that I go bad.
Sorry. This show that went off the air 15 years ago.
That's
sorry
a good point.
About spoiling.
Are you
that.
In season one, Stiz?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to start it this week. But Dan, what Dan told me about how, like, each episode is an hour?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, so I am like,
it's an hour in the day.
Each
season
it's also
awesome.
It's also stupid if you think about
it. It's awesome. No, it's not
know.
Stupid.
No, no, no.
It
was awesome. But if you don't have the, what do they call that, suspension of disbelief?
Right.
Oh, this all happened in an hour, and this is all going to happen in another hour, and these are the worst 24 hours that have ever existed, and also the most
and Jack Bauer never takes a dump.
He never poops, pees, showers, like the whole
entire
thing.
Day. He never eats.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of stupid, but it's also awesome.
The best show ever.
Because you definitely got to poop.
Not Jack Bauer.
I mean, I bet you some of those people don't.
CIA?
No, like, you know those snipers that have to, like, get in one position and wait for
and just stay there for like 3 weeks.
They can't poop.
I guess not.
I bet you they know how to control
they probably
their
wear,
poop.
They probably wear like diapers or something.
But I bet you can't even do that because what if it makes like a noise or a smell?
They say Elton John.
You're alerting people to
it's
your.
Like, hey, Bill, was that you? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh,
there's a sniper. We're going to die.
Anyway, yeah, maybe. I
need to read a quick, very offensive and hurtful Twitch comment.
Okay.
Not to you. You come out really nice in this.
Terrific.
I don't know how. Guy barely shows up for this segment, and he comes out looking roses.
I just roll in when I feel like it.
Somebody asked a question. I don't even know where it started, but this one aspect of it in particular. Mr. Dubs 88, the handsome one or the weird one with the visor?
Ha!
That's hurtful.
Yeah, it is.
You're the handsome one on this show? We're in trouble if you're the handsome one, not going to lie.
Listen, I didn't
how
say
how about it,
it,
host one?
To quote Gerard Mayo, I didn't say it. It's not my words.
You Mr. said it, not me.
617.
Mr. Dubs likes you.
Thank you, Mr. Dubs. Appreciate that. Thank
pause.
You, sir.
Why'd you emphasize the Mr., Andy?
It doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with a man finding another man handsome. That's totally fine.
That's
617-779-7937. Here's Dan Ball, also extremely handsome. He's going to tell you what's trending. And when we return, Patriots third in the draft order. But are the teams ahead of them in better shape to draft a quarterback right now? I say yes. We'll get to that next.
Hallelujah.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Drake May talking with us yesterday, talking over the phone because he doesn't like us anymore. He doesn't like sitting down with us.
Even though we brought the desk back, not
we
the
did.
Couch.
I know, it's true. I think it maybe was because Andy Hart, after May got up, took a long, deep sniff of his chair.
I don't think that
ever
happened.
After he got up, I think that may have been, that may have turned him off a little bit. I'm not sure. I can't. I'm not in the man's head. Just saying. We all thought it was a little weird. Anyways, Drake May says they're close. Not too far off from winning some of these games. You can tell he's frustrated. You can tell he doesn't want to repeat this season. And it got me thinking. I was watching the Raiders last night, and Jesus, the Raiders, Desmond Ridder out there. Both of those games I thought were pretty rough in prime time. But I'm watching the Raiders.
Ten
and
straight losses.
I'm watching Jacoby Myers, and I'm watching Brock Bowers, and I'm thinking, you know, with a real quarterback, this offense could work. Like, there could be something with this. You got a reliable possession receiver, and you have a budding star. I think that Bowers is going to be a star.
How about a real coach, too?
A coach would help. I mean, that would certainly help. But I think in terms of just the offense, you know, if they're going to be a team that's in the mid, they're picking second right now. It goes Giants, Raiders, Patriots. 1-2-3 on Tankathon. If the season ended today, that's the draft order. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the teams ahead of them. If the Giants pick a quarterback and if the Raiders pick a quarterback, it's probably going to be Sanders and it's probably going to be Ward. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be your 1-2, and that would leave Hunter for the Patriots, which I'm happy about. But that's not necessarily what I want to get at. I saw a power ranking today on ESPN that had the Patriots at 27th in the latest power ranking, and I thought that seems high for a team that's going to be picking third in the draft if the season were to end today. And I think earlier on in the season, like around the time of the Jacksonville game, there was legitimate discourse about whether the Patriots were the worst team in the league or not. I think I thought they were. And then they won 2 out of 3 after that. They beat the Jets. They beat the Bears. They pulled themselves up out of the bottom of the barrel group of teams. And now I think they're back in that conversation. So 27, that seemed high to me. The Giants and the Raiders are 1-2 in the draft as of today. And assuming that they go Shador and Cam Ward in some order, and let's just assume that those guys are decent, you know, or pretty good even. Let's say there's something between Jaden Daniels and like Bo Nix, right? Let's just, for the sake of argument here, and who knows if they're actually going to be. Are those more attractive destinations for a quarterback to go play in? Vegas and New York with the Giants? I say yes, they are. I think they both are.
So Vegas, depending on the coach, would be my biggest question mark about that. Because I think Vegas is attractive to a young player. Certainly, I think Shador would eat up playing
in Vegas. I think he'd like playing in Vegas, yeah.
And you talk about the tight end situation. They still have the Notre Dame guy, too, right? It's not just Brock Bowers. They have the other one,
yeah.
Michael Mayer.
Right, yeah.
They have two tight ends and a quality receiver. So I think that is a good foundational building block for a young quarterback. If you have a good coach, if you have some stability on the coaching staff, if you have a good coordinator. They also have at least the makings of a defense just based on Max Crosby as one of the most dominant defensive players, energetic defensive players. So I think
they have a lot of holes. It's not a good team, obviously.
No, yeah. You don't get to pick in the top three if you're good.
Right.
But you can sell me on that if they get the quarterback. That's the one thing the Patriots have over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback. The hardest thing to find is the quarterback.
Right.
Sometimes teams think they have the quarterback, then they didn't. Or think they didn't, then think they did, then think they didn't. The Bryce Young story, which is evolving before our eyes. So,
and sometimes you do. I mean, Jaden Daniels, Washington, they know they have their guy.
Yes.
The Patriots think they
Chicago?
Have their guy. Chicago, I think they're a little shaky on.
Exactly.
I was watching them, and, you know, everybody kept showing that one player where he was running all around and then just chucked it up into the end zone. But he was shaky all throughout that game. That one play wasn't really, I don't think, indicative of the game that he had. And it's been a tough season for him. And they've blown through a head coach and an offensive coordinator. He does have better weapons than May and certainly than Daniels or Bo Nix or anything like that, but it hasn't really helped them that much.
And then if you go to the Giants, if they, this is weird because they could fire Brian Daboll.
Yep.
If so, I'd like him in New England.
I would too.
If they keep him the way Bill Belichick thinks they should, that little nugget from the Wickersham story that he thinks the Giants should keep Brian Daboll. Of course, he thought the Giants should hire Joe Judge. So what does he know about who the Giants should have as their head coach? But if they keep Daboll and they get a quarterback and they have Neighbors, I think that's a pretty nice little trifecta there.
It is.
That's an elite quarterback with an elite receiver with an elite, in my opinion, NFL play caller.
Yeah. Neighbors is a star on the rise at wide receiver
Absolutely.
For that Giants team. And the rest of the offense is kind of like the Patriots. I mean, there's no other good wide receivers. The run game's basically the same. That Ty Johnson, I think, or whatever the running back's name is over there, he's got almost the exact same numbers as Stevenson this year. And in general, I'd say that offense is kind of a lost cause at this point. But you bring in a quarterback, you give him Malik Neighbors, that's more than Drake May had.
Yep.
Brock Bowers, more than Drake May had. And I think that this sort of fits the argument that I was making last offseason, which is sometimes, and this is, really depends on what you think of Sanders and Cam Ward, but sometimes it makes more sense to build the offense up and then draft the quarterback.
Okay, so let me make the counter argument, because we just did the ifs.
Right.
Ifs and nuts were candies and butts or whatever, it'd be Christmas all year long.
I don't think that's how that goes, but whatever. I know what you're saying, yeah.
Let's do the ifs for the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Let's go the other way.
Sure.
Giants fire Brian Daboll. Patriots hire Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator. Or Josh McDaniels. Let's just say they hire an offensive coordinator that people feel like is stable.
Mm-hmm.
With Drake May. They buy T. Higgins for $130 million. And they draft Travis Hunter with the third pick in the draft. Who's got the best situation now?
Best situation now, the Patriots.
In my scenario.
Right, the Patriots.
Yeah.
In that situation. But I'm talking about the first year for the quarterback, the situation that they're put into to start their careers.
But we're all really talking about 2025. It's a projection of how things could fall into place in 22. I get your point. They will have a little bit of a head start potentially on Drake May.
Yes, that's my point. Right. You're not burning one of his years in his rookie deal
right.
with this joke of an offense and joke of a coaching staff.
But I also,
that's my point.
I am not of the belief this is a burnt year for Drake May. I think he's learning. I think he's developing leadership skills. I think he's developing
abilities. I think he's looking for the exit.
Well, of the season, probably.
This
I
team.
Would be. I don't. He's not looking for the exit of the team already. He said worry once.
I know.
Geez.
You think he's happy right now? You think he's happy with this situation?
No, because I think he's a winner.
Yeah.
He's not a loser.
It's a loser team.
He wants to be a winner. He wants to compete. He wants to win games, and they're not winning games. So I think he's unhappy with that.
The Twitch chat gets so mad when I talk about May wanting to leave.
Well, they should.
They shouldn't, actually, because
it's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous to think.
He's never going
to
leave.
He's never going to leave.
He's never going to leave.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
It's never happened.
That's ridiculous.
It's never happened.
No quarterback's ever left?
Not a young one like this.
All right, fine. Eli Manning left before he even signed his contract.
That's totally different. That's John Elway. That's how that works.
Fine. I'm just saying.
This would be unprecedented. If Drake May is as good as he looks now and then barrels his way out of town, finds a way to force them, I'm not re-signing, trade me this, that, I'm not playing. It would be unprecedented.
Well,
never happened before.
Is he if he gets disgruntled, you don't think that that's the mindset he's going to be in?
He'd also be
You can lose the guy without him forcing his way out of town. I'll admit, I go a little overboard talking about him forcing a trade. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. He doesn't seem
also
like
have
someone
to
would do that.
He'd have
but
to
he does
risk
seem
hundreds
like someone,
of millions of dollars.
Right, but he does seem like someone who could get disgruntled and check out. All right? If it's just this every year and he's just frustrated and pissed off all the time.
Oh, I don't think he'd check
out. You don't?
I think he'd be more like Joe Burrow on the sideline or some of these guys that I'm not saying it'll go well. It may go off the rails in a different way. I don't think he'll just check out and sulk. Caleb Williams, do I think he could check out and sulk? Absolutely. I think this is too much of a competitor. He's too much of a physical mentality.
I hope you're right.
Because
I don't know that they're going to be able to put an offense around him. And I don't love the idea of him sitting there year after year going, geez, this again? Really? This is what's going on in this organization? This is what I have to work with? These are my coaches? This is my GM? This is the people you're drafting and the guys that you're putting around me? This sucks.
But keep going up. I wonder, he pretends he doesn't know anything and, oh, it's the
right.
bad media and 3-11. He had to have seen Jonathan Kraft, correct?
Uh-huh.
And he's on the radio defending AVP to us, whether he's being a good soldier or he means it. What do you think he feels when he looks up and he's like, that's the leader of our team?
Mm.
So post-game, I heard our coach throw AVP under the bus.
Right.
And then come to find out, I see clips on the internet, our owner threw AVP under the bus? What kind of a clown show operation am I part of now? Am I the face of? Am I the franchise quarterback for? That would be my biggest concern if I were him.
Yeah.
Leadership starts at the top.
I mean, he threw Alex Van Pelt under the bus a little bit, too.
Not a lot.
A little bit.
Less than those two.
Definitely less than
those
two.
Way less than those two.
But it was there. I mean, we all heard it. Hey, I'm a 6'5 guy. You know, I can run. That's okay.
6'5 dude.
6'5 dude. I'm a 6'5 dude.
It's tough to take down this dude.
It certainly is. You know what else it's tough to do is win a quiz with Stiz.
It's time to go Behind the Glass on WEEI Afternoons.
All right, guys.
It's all right,
Tuesday.
Stiz.
Sorry.
Usually when you say all right, you have something that follows that.
You know the name. You know the game. Quiz with Stiz. Christmas edition.
Ooh.
I have some multiple choice. Actually, I have 15 questions. We'll see how many
Jesus.
We get to.
We don't have
15 questions.
I know.
I would like to point out, by the way, in case Terps back there on video wants to look over my shoulder, my screen is clear.
Yep.
I have nothing. I have nothing to hide. My screen is clear. You can put the camera on it the entire time. I have nothing to feel bad about or to worry about at all. I do play this game as clean as my mother's kitchen floor, like I said
last
week.
All right. Christian won last week.
Damn right.
So, Christian, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
It did tonight again. It was heads.
I feel like tails always fails.
Andy will go. It was on a streak there for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. Oh, well, the category for tonight's quiz is, it's the month of December, and I just turned the TV on. All right, question number one.
What kind of category?
That's the category.
His categories are awesome.
That's
you leave
category.
Him alone. Okay. The man's a rising star. We'll be lucky to keep him. He's going to be on a real game show soon.
Mr. Hart, in Home Alone, where does the McAllister family go on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
London?
I'm sorry. Christian.
I think it is Paris. Yeah.
Mother.
I think it is Paris.
You messed that up, Andy.
That was all you, Andy.
Fudge! You only got one answer.
Would strongly recommend not shooting out the right answer after you remember it.
God.
Strongly.
That was an unforced
Darn
error.
It.
I'll take it.
All right. One nothing, Christian.
Thank you, Andy.
Christian.
Oh, I screwed the pooch.
What is the name of Tim Allen's character in The Santa Claus?
Oh, the actual guy?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I haven't watched this movie in a long time.
I love this movie.
I do, too.
No idea.
Is it Frank something? Frank Smith? I don't know.
No.
No?
Andy.
Andy Hart.
Yes. No.
I'm not going to help him.
What an upset that would be.
I've already helped him enough.
Arkan, is it A, Steve Kringle, B, Scott Calvin, C, Sam Cooke, the name of Tim Allen's character in The Santa Claus.
What was the second one again?
Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin, that's
Son
what I...
Son of a bitch!
Scott Calvin, yeah.
Right. We got it.
What was all... You gave
Two
him
nothing.
The answer.
2-0.
I did not.
You signaling him back
I'm
there?
I'm not. No. I'm not.
Little Santa Claus rub of the nose or
little
something?
Elf magic.
This is like your favorite movie. You didn't know the guy's name.
Now that I heard it, I knew it. I have CTE.
It's too late, yeah.
All right, Mr. Hart. In Four Christmases, what unexpected event cancels Brad and Kate's vacation plans?
Death.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't think I've seen this movie.
Four Christmases?
That's right.
What if... I'm going to say it is a flat tire. I don't know.
No. Andy Hart.
I haven't seen
this
movie.
Was it A,
either.
Fog grounds all flights, B, Brad and Kate get sick, or C, Brad has to work?
Fog.
He's on the board, ladies.
All right. Good job.
He is on the board.
That was a must-have.
Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah,
or
it definitely
was over.
Needed that
yeah.
one.
Yep. It was over.
All right, Arkan.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas, the Peanuts characters gather around the Christmas tree and sing which song?
They sing Oh Tannenbaum.
No.
No?
Mike Tannenbaum?
No.
No, that's not my guess. I was just kidding.
At the end?
Holy Night.
No. Christian,
yeah?
Is it A, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, B, Silent Night, or C, Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
C, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Damn it! I knew that one too!
Got it.
What is it, 3-1?
3-1.
3-1.
Son of a...
Mr. Hart, what was the first gift of Christmas in the Polar Express?
The Polar Express. That was Bane doing
I thought it was Billy Madison.
Maybe a little mixed in.
I was born on the Polar Express.
You adopted Christmas. I was born in it. The first gift was the bell for the little kid.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
That was like the only gift, right? Isn't that Santa was giving out all the bells?
Well, the little fat kid kept trying to get his gift.
Right, yeah.
The little fat, annoying glasses kid.
That kid was annoying.
He needs
an ass
whooping.
The main kid like couldn't hear it at first, and then he gets to hear it.
With the boots and the robe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Arkan.
3-2.
What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Oh, shoot. I was just watching this. I was just watching the new Grinch.
Should have paid attention.
The one with Benedict Cumberbatch. What the hell's the dog's name? Oh, boy. I just watched this. Spot. I don't know.
No. Yeah. Andy.
I should know this.
You both should.
No, but I really should. I like the Grinch. I like Christmas. CTE is a problem.
No, I'm being serious. My memory is roasted. Max!
Nailed it! From Max. The top row.
Max.
Damn. From the top.
See, that's
ropes.
How my brain works.
It was blank, 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 and then Max just flashed.
All right, Arcan.
We're even at three, by the way.
Andy. Three, three?
Oh, Andy.
Andy just stole
that
from
me.
Yeah. This
Andy,
is a big one.
In Fred Claus, who plays Santa's older brother, Fred?
I just almost said something that you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, don't do it. The actor.
I was going to say Clark Hunt's brother.
No.
The actor. I've never seen this movie. Why don't you do movies I've seen?
I don't know what you've
seen. Joe Pesci.
No.
I believe it's Vince Vaughn.
Nailed it. Mm.
Yes.
3-3.
Boom.
It's 4-3 now.
Arcan
just re-stole.
Just took the lead, yeah.
It's like an NBA game. A lot of lead changes.
Which reindeer do Jingle and Jangle take to Southtown, USA in the year without Santa?
Oh.
I'm going to say oh like I pretend I know.
Is it Blitzen?
Just to put the pressure on. No.
No, not Blitzen.
Mr. Hart.
Donder.
Oh, boy.
No.
What are you all boying?
Arcan?
Donner.
No, it's Donder.
Which reindeer?
Look it up.
Is it?
I don't think.
There's a D.
I'm not sure.
It's not Donner. It's Donder. There's a D.
I actually don't know the answer to that.
Just
I don't
like
know if
the
it's
first
Donner
initial in your DB initials.
All right, Arcan.
Yeah.
Which reindear do Jingle and Jangle take to South Town, USA?
Time out.
No, well, he's right.
Dan has to say something.
He's right about something that nobody knows.
It's Donder?
Yeah.
D-U-N-D-E-R, like Dunder Mifflin. Wow.
I was going to jump into that, but then I realized I had no idea.
I get you Dunder right in.
What are my options?
All right, Arcan. Was it A, Comet, B, Vixen, C, Blitzen?
I already said Blitzen, I think, so I'm going to go with Comet.
No, I'm sorry.
Vixen!
Woo! Got it.
I'm back, baby!
He is back, baby.
Shoot. Back and forth.
Shoot.
This is one of those competitive games that I'm not sure is good. It's two bad teams competing right now.
I know, it is.
All right. Mr. Hart.
4-4, by the way.
4-4. All right, Mr. Hart. Little Billy witnesses his parents get killed by Santa Claus in this Christmas horror movie.
You know I don't watch horror movies.
I do.
That was ominous.
I do. Take a stab.
That was also ominous. That was even more ominous.
Black Christmas.
Ooh. Good guess, but no.
I can think of two Christmas horror movies, and I'm not sure if I'm thinking of the same one or not. Krampus?
Oh, no.
It's not Krampus?
Andy. Now, this is Arcan might be mad. Andy, Little Billy witnesses his parents get killed by Santa in this Christmas horror movie. Was it A, Krampus, B, Black Christmas, or C, Silent Night, Deadly Night?
I believe I will go with C, Silent Night, Deadly Night, please.
He nailed it.
5-4.
Oh, really?
Let's just end it right there.
Oh, wow.
We got to go to a break. You
really
see
tough.
You see this clock? 5-4. We got to go to a break. Andy wins.
What do you guys want to do? I got
give
a couple
me one more. Come on,
you.
Give me one.
All right, Arcan. How many lights were on the Griswolds' house in Christmas Vacation?
Jesus.
You still want one more?
$2,000.
No.
$10,372.
Ooh, no. Arcan, was it A, $10,000, B, $15,000, or C, $25,000?
$10,000.
No.
Andy. $15,000.
No. It was $25,000. Neither of you get it.
I thought it was a specific number. You sure?
$25,000.
No, I thought it was like what I guessed, 10,372. No. I thought Clark said something like that, like 10,372
lights. 25,000
lights. We did our due diligence here.
All right.
We know you've been wrong a lot in the past.
Define a lot.
Every show every I've time. Ever done with you has a mistake in it. So I win.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
well,
over.
I had right. more, but it's we're up again.
V all right. is for victory.
Andy wins.
Taking a 3-2 somehow. Lead in the standings, correct?
No, it's 3-3.
That ties it up yeah. because I was corrected. It wasn't 3-1 Arcan. It was 3-2 after last week. So we are tied again at 3 wins. In
you
the
have
quiz
the worst standings ever. So somebody else keep track of it. Can somebody on Twitch keep track of it?
We're at 3-3.
Wait, whoa.
Just hey. Keep track of it.
I made one mistake because nobody answered my question
Once
in the break last
mistake,
week.
Once you make one mistake, I can't trust you.
Go ahead. You keep track then.
3-3.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Tough loss. That was a tough defeat there.
We weren't great. Neither of us were great.
No, that was a tough category. There's a lot of movies I hadn't seen or hadn't seen in a long time.
Or horror movies. Who sees horror movies?
Who
at
hasn't
Christmas?
Seen Silent Night, Deadly Night?
I'd never even heard
Me.
Of that movie.
The three people around you who are
never
normal.
Heard of it.
We're not freaks.
The only one I could think of was Krampus. I didn't even know that there was a Black Christmas. I didn't know any of this.
There's also a Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2,
of
which
course,
is really good.
Which
sequel never lives up to the
answers all the questions you had from the first one. All right, we'll get to odds and ends next.
WEEI Afternoons, few minutes left here. Time for Odds and Ends, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Visit them online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. Or just give them a jingle. You know the number. Everybody knows that number. Anyway, here's what we have for Odds and Ends today. Every Wednesday we talk with Adam Schefter, right? And we'll ask him about this tomorrow for sure. Long tease for you here. But it's a good one. It pays off. If you're in the Twitter streets like I am pretty much every day, then occasionally you see some clapbacks go on. For those of you uninitiated, that's basically when someone goes after you and you clap back at them, you know, the zinger. Come back like Curtis did with Mayo the other day, which I thought and still think today was maybe the highlight of the year. That was a tremendous, tremendous clapback there from Chris Curtis in that interview yesterday where he said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just I'll walk it back tomorrow. It was great. But not quite as good as what Adam Schefter did today to Doug Gottlieb. Now, Doug Gottlieb, a former radio talk show host, I believe, right? Wasn't he ESPN Radio?
I think still he did is, that. I believe.
Is he
yeah,
still
currently.
Now? Doing
yeah.
both. He's still doing it. Okay, well, he's also... head coach of University of Wisconsin Green Bay, and yeah, he's the host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, not ESPN, excuse me, Fox Sports Radio on over at friends over at iHeart, and he's the head coach of University of Wisconsin Green Bay basketball team. Now, Adam Schefter, yesterday, this wasn't today, this was yesterday, Adam Schefter said that Sacramento State is in discussions to hire former Pro Bowl quarterback Mike Vick as their new head coach. Sacramento State plans to move up to FBS. They're building a new stadium and has over $50 million in NIL money. Sacramento State would build an experienced coaching staff around Vic that is in line with a new frontier of college football. That sounds familiar. Doesn't that all sound very familiar?
Yes, it does.
It sounds like something we just heard about North Carolina, only not $50 million, a fraction of that. But anyway, Schefter is reporting this. He reported this yesterday around 4 o'clock while we were on the air. Doug Gottlieb decides, you know what? I got something to say about this, and says, Jesus, Shefty, edit what the agents tell you. 0.0% chance that Sacramento State has $50 million in NIL from Gottlieb. Schefter replies, didn't quote tweet him, but replied, the Sac-12 leading the school NIL efforts already announced it has reached its initial goal of raising $50 million in NIL funds to strengthen the school's case for an invitation to the Pac-12 or Mountain West Conference. Okay. Didn't have to really add much to that if you didn't want to. That was just what he heard.
Stick to the facts.
And then he replied with this. And Jesus, Doug. And by the way, let me just say, when he writes Jesus, Doug Gottlieb wrote it J-E-E-Z-U-S, which I believe is the Greek spelling of Jesus. And Schefter writes, Jesus, same way, J-E-E-Z-U-S, Doug. A 7-game losing streak and last place in the Horizon League. Less time on social media and more time in the gym. And he attached a screenshot of the standings in the Horizon League where University of Wisconsin Green Bay is 0-3 in conference, 2-10 overall, and very much on a 7-game losing streak in the basement of that conference. And when I tell you that the internet went absolutely bananas over this, myself included, I'm selling it short, Adam Schefter dropping a Twitter bomb.
Yeah.
Right on top of Doug Gottlieb's head. Now, Gottlieb tried to respond. He's like, actually, we're always in the gym, and you're wrong about your
scoop.
We're
going to turn this program around, and we're going to work hard trying to do it.
He shouldn't have replied.
He should have just taken his. He should have just taken the L, gone home, buried it in the backyard, and you'd start over again tomorrow. You don't need to reply to that, Doug Gottlieb.
You can't.
There's nothing to say. I mean, Schefter ended him with that.
This reminds me of that a new word I've tried to start for these instances.
Yes,
when somebody like kind of gets you and it's true. What do you think of truché? Not of touche, but it's so true, it's a truché.
Truché.
I said it to somebody on Twitter the other day. They were like, what? I was like, it's a word I'm making.
Yeah. I can definitely see the kids catching on with truché.
The kids? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to be big with the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at me. I'm hip. I'm cool. I'm young. I'm like Bill Belichick at UNC.
Same height, too.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That's the real little
You thought that was... You teed that one up for me. Come on, what do you want from me?
I was paying attention over there.
University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. You got to step your game up if you want to step to Adam Schefter, who we will talk to tomorrow at 3:45. We'll ask him about that for sure and about everything going on with the Patriots. We also have Brian Scalabrine tomorrow. Should be an action-packed Wednesday. By the way, stick around as KJ and John Lyons will take you the duration of the evening all the way up until 10 o'clock right here on WEEI. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. See ya.
We're big with the 7-year-olds.
You said it, I didn't.